Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Brickell. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Kline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Hurst. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Whitney. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Les Malin. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Hal Lee. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Reggie Grabowski. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Reggie Grabowski. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lance Richborg. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The third baseman, Woody English. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Johnny Moore. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Smith. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Smith. And now, play ball. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. Richborg moves to second. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up towards third. Whitney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hurst moves to third. Les Malin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Hurst scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Phillies. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Phillies. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. McCurdy reaches second base with a double. Reggie Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski takes first base on ball 4. Jackie May now pitching. Kiddo Davis pinch hits for Fred Brickell. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Kiddo Davis now playing center field. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hartnett moves to second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball 4. Hartnett moves to third. Grimm moves to second. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Richborg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hartnett scores. Grimm scores. May moves to second. It's Phillies, 2, Cubs, 2. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman takes first base on ball 4. May moves to third. Richborg moves to second. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-1 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hurst scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats English for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klein for the out. Two outs. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hurst hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hurst scoops it up and throws to first, with Grabowski covering, for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a pop-up towards first. Hurst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moore who is chasing the ball. Whitney reaches third base with a triple. Les Malin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malin is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Malin takes first base on ball 4. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whitney scores. One out. It's 3-2, Phillies. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Malin moves to second. Two outs. Reggie Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jackie May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a pop-up towards third. Whitney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Richborg hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Herman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herman. The throw from McCurdy and he is safe. Herman steals second. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 2 in the game. English hits a line drive into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartel takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 2 in the game. Klein hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Richborg who is chasing the ball. Klein reaches third base with a triple. Bartel goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Phillies. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hurst hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields the ball and throws to May covering. Safe. Klein scores. It's 5-2, Phillies. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Whitney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hurst moves to second. Bud Tinning now pitching. Les Malin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Malin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lee is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Phillies. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevenson moves to second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges hits a line drive into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Tinning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinning takes first base on ball 4. Stevenson moves to third. Grimm moves to second. Stu Bolin now pitching. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mallon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McCurdy takes first base on ball 4. Stu Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin strikes out. One out. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. McCurdy moves to second. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bartel hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Moore, who is chasing the ball. Bartel reaches third base with a triple. McCurdy scores. Davis goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Phillies. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Kline hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hurst hits a line drive into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-3 in the game. English hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Moore takes first base on ball 4. English moves to second. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. English scores. Moore moves to third. It's 7-4, Phillies. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Whitney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Malin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Malin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tinning fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Malin moves to second. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tinning fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 3 in the game. Gerges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grimm moves to second. Zach Taylor pinch hits for Bud Tinning. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Gerges moves to second. One out. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Malin misplays the ball. That's an error on Malin. Gerges scores. Taylor moves to third. Richborg moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Phillies. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Malin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Taylor scores. Richborg moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-6, Phillies. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. English hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee, who is chasing the ball. English reaches third base with a triple. Richborg scores. That run is unearned. It's Phillies, 7, Cubs, 7. Jumbo Elliott now pitching. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Malin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 7. The Phillies will come to bat. Pat Malone now pitching. Jumbo Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is called out on strikes. One out. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hartnett bunts in front of the plate. McCurdy fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevenson moves to second. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Grimm hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Davis. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Stevenson scores. It's 8-7, Cubs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grimm scores. It's 9-7, Cubs. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone bunts towards the mound. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Gerges moves to second. Two outs. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mallon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Phillies 7. The Phillies will come to bat. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Klein hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-8, Cubs. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hurst hits a fly ball towards right. Richborg settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Richborg. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hurst moves to second. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Whitney hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Malin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Malin bunts for an out with unknown description. Hurst moves to third. Two outs. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lee hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 10, and the Cubs 9. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hermann moves to second. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moore bunts towards the mound. Elliott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Herman moves to third. English moves to second. Phil Collins now pitching. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herman scores. English scores. Moore moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 11, and Philadelphia Phillies, 10. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.